Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you as the show rolls on. Let's get to our headlines here, brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Hey, over under four, the amount of times we started segments on time.
When you were gone. Under, dude. Under. We've been pretty good on time today, but that's only because Tommy was coming on, so I was trying to be reasonable with our clock.
Hey, all we can see in the private chat, break. Break, please break.
Who was sending that?
Jennifer.
When is she the break police all of a sudden?
Oh, dude. Every time you're out, she's the break police. For sure.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. No one respects the clock more than Jay Fig.
She does? I didn't think of her as a clock respecter.
And to her, in her defense, we do break the clock very horribly. We mistreat it. But she is definitely the break police.
Interesting. Definitely, well, sure. She'll answer for her crimes, I guess, in the 12 o'clock hour, you know. whatever segment she decides to roll in, we will ask Jay Fig why she is why are you giving me minus one, Jay Fig?
Oh, you see?
I don't understand. I wasn't the one who called you the break police.
She's a break police and also guilty of taking breaks.
All right, headlines here. Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Golden State Warriors, 7:30 tip-off.
How we feeling?
From the Kaseya Center. Coverage begins at 6:15 with pre-heat. The big news, Leroy?
Everybody's healthy.
Well, no. He's adorable. I want to pinch his cheek. Everybody's healthy.
That would be the only good news.
Well, somebody's healthy. Kevin Love.
Love. Hey, listen. You guys underestimate his value to this team. I do not.
He is
it's something like you can't explain it, but when he's out there, things have a little more
Juice. Yeah, little juice when Kevin Love's out there. Remember the game? It was the game not the game he got injured, but the game before he got hurt. He had like 19 points in 15 minutes.
Right.
So I'm excited.
That's it, 4 or 5 threes or something like that?
Yeah, he's the only way you're gonna get very excited. Kevin Love's missed the last 13 with a bruised heel. The Heat also are listing Jaime Jaquez, who missed the last game with an ankle injury. He's questionable, along with Caleb Martin, who's just got kind of everything hurt because he plays like a pinball.
He's been the only – that dude's a kamikaze, right?
Yep.
If you tell me he needs a break from just exhaustion, I'm like, okay, take you a day, Caleb, right? Because that dude is all over the basketball court. This team would be terrible without him. Like, I'm talking about especially this stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has been the energy on both sides of the ball.
Tyler remains out with right foot medial tendonitis.
Got to tell you, I'm starting to worry.
Oh, I've been worried.
And
when they told me he got an injection, I was like, oh, that's not good.
You give an injection to try to get the swelling to go down, try to get it to get to a point where you can, like, do something.
But he was already out and then got the injection. They're like, we'll see it in a couple weeks.
Because here's what they do. They identify what's wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
They take a course of action. After that period of time, hey, where are we with this? Not great. Then you got to take the next step, right? So, I mean, the fact that they said he got a shot – and we're going to reevaluate in 2 weeks means that he's been booted for at least a month now.
Oh, dude, it's been rough. Duncan Robinson, he'll be out today. He's still dealing with his back. Left facet syndrome.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. They're going anti-hockey where they're like, oh, yeah, hockey goes lower body, upper body, and the Heat are like, we're going to go so specific.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys
hold
won't
on.
Know.
Let me see.
You won't know.
Hold on. What is it called?
Left facet syndrome. F-A-C-E-T.
I think they said it's like arthritis in his spine.
It's like his back. He's got a back injury.
Oh, here we go. Oh, boy. I saw a word I don't like. Right?
Mm-hmm. Take it easy. All right. Take it easy.
Come on now.
The vertebral bodies are stacked one on top of another to form the entire structure of the spine.
Hmm.
On each side of the vertebral bodies are tiny joints called facet joints.
It is.
That was just
a warm up?
Yeah. Facet joint syndrome is a condition in which, here's the word, arthritic change and inflammation occur, and the nerves to the facet joints convey severe and diffuse pain.
Oof. Right. Also, his back hurts.
Yes, his back hurts from carrying the team.
Wait! Yeah. You two jackasses.
That's it.
I just read what it was.
Yeah.
Right? And you go, oh, so his back hurts. He's got some back.
His back hurts.
His back hurts. Dude. So I would say there's some inflammation and it's causing pain. Because the thing with back inflammation is it puts pressure on all the nerves and stuff and the vertebrae because there's a tight area in there. Right? So you got to let that settle down.
Meanwhile, Panthers, big game tonight against the Boston Bruins. 7 o'clock.
I am not a doctor, but I did stay at Holiday Inn last night.
Let's see. I'll see if I could get a Panthers morning.
They have a couple of guys out too, but different scenarios, right? Like they're just being cautious with certain guys on their team because we're in the final 11-game stretch. The Heat can't afford to do that, so these guys are really hurt.
It looks like they're getting everybody back tonight. It says Gustav Forsling, Ekblad were in normal practice gear, and Barkov.
In normal practice gear. Does not mean
they have they have non-contact jerseys and things like that.
Okay.
Kind of like
okay, I got you. Wow.
And then Barkov is also on the ice. So it seems like the Panthers are getting everybody back in the fold today. So that's really good news for this game against the Bruins. So we got that. Meanwhile, Dolphins, owners' meetings going on right now. Leroy, all the buzz yesterday was this tackle they outlawed, the hip drop. Yes. You know, a lot of deep. Javon Holland's not happy. He said,
"Well, you know why? Because he wants to be able to tackle like he's tackling a cow, right? Like when they do the little calf tackle.
Yeah.
When they rope him and then drag him down. Yeah. Right. That's they want to be able to do that. Right. But here's the deal. You know, this hasn't been a one-sided rule change because it all started when the offensive players can't crack back. So that means as a defensive player, you can run scot-free around the field and not have to keep your head on a swivel. So when you start with that rule, you got to kind of try to even things out. Okay, so what are some things that are happening to the offensive players? You know, so I get it. I get why Javon Holland is upset because let's be clear. When you are tackling a guy, you're just trying to get his ass on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, you're not thinking about how. You're just getting him on the ground. But I will say this. Is jumping on a guy's back and riding him and pulling him down like you do cattle. That's just as bad as a horse collar, if not worse. Because now you have the whole your whole weight on the play because you jump him and ride him and then pull him back. You see what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, I get it.
I think it's one of those two. I think what people are upset about is like, what does the defense do if a guy gets by? Can you chase down anybody anymore?
Yeah. You can jump on his back. It's not here. It's not the jumping on the back part. So if I can explain this, it's not the jumping on the back part. It's then when you take all of your weight and go like this, almost like a pile drive.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you look at all these plays, it's that portion of it that's the problem. Not the you jumping on his back and bringing him to the ground, but the fact that you then take all of your weight, swing your legs forward, and pull him back. That's the part of it that becomes illegal. So for guys to think they still can't come behind and tackle him, no, you just can't do that. But I say, okay, let's make it all legal. Let's make it, that's fine. What happened to Nick Chubb? You can do that, right? Don't stand around the pile count change. Your ass gonna get cleaned out too.
Wait, what?
Right? No, you know when the defensive guys come and start counting they change, and then the offensive player come pick them off? What? Right?
That's like, football talk, Tobin. You don't know that.
Why
man.
Do they
don't
have money in
that.
Their pockets?
No, we're counting change, dude. Football.
Dude, don't stand. Come never mind. On, it's man. A football
You stand. Don't get it, dude.
Who still has change? No. Are you keeping like, the only place I have change is in the middle of my car. God.
Jesus.
I'm dealing with idiots!
Get out of here.
I don't understand.
So, anyway, yeah. So how about
Salvation
when
Army?
Play, wait, how about when you chasing the play
yeah.
and somebody peel back and knock and clean you out?
Clean your clock.
Do that no
That's
more.
What we say in football. Football.
I used to look forward to those plays because I got hit so much that you best believe.
You want to get yours.
Yeah. So I can't do that. So that's fine. Listen, don't tell me I'm your brother. And then when they come up with a way of you not, you know, because unlike Javon Holland, if I get the wrong knee injury as a running back, my career's damn near over. Right? So, like, yeah, I get it. I understand what he's saying. And they make it sound like it's so dramatic. But I just explained to you what they can't do. It's not the jumping on the back and tackling the person. It's that other move where you swing forward, pull him back, and he falls back and his knees buckle underneath you. That's the problem. I get he's doing everything he can, and that ain't even a good illustration, right? That's not, see, what happens is, you see his legs? While you swing around like that, his legs get caught underneath your body.
Yeah, the ones I think where you're really dragging a guy down with your legs under him. I mean, there's other versions of it. Like
there's other versions of it, but you know, everybody gets an idea of what I'm talking about.
Like, well, what
That's
happened?
The illegal part.
I don't even know if like that's what happened. Like, remember what happened with Tua on his concussions? He got suplexed, basically caught behind.
Right, he got suplexed. Right, he just got taken. Boom. Right.
But that was pretty brutal. I mean, that was really brutal. And that happened to him a couple times. And then the Tyreek thing was a little different because he kind of face planted with the guy riding him. But that also messed him up. So,
but again, that's so keep in mind, when somebody runs past you, and I get this from a defensive side of the ball, when somebody runs past you, your last ditch effort, and here's what I would say, your coach, your teammates, when that guy's going by, they don't care if it's a 15-yard penalty. Don't let him score. I get that. Okay? But when we've taken away a lot of the stuff that made all this equal, right? Then you got to take away that too, right? And that is just an extension of the horse collar. Believe it or not, jumping on a guy's back and wrangling him down like cattle, the only thing that's different between this and a horse collar is you don't grab the horse collar, but you're doing the same thing, and in effect, the same injuries are occurring from this tackle as they were from the horse collar.
We have a crowd of the goat who's very mad at you.
Me?
Yep. He says, wow, spoken like an offensive guy, one for the D, 88 for the offense.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
We got more. Makes tackling a guy from behind impossible.
No, it doesn't.
And he says, can't believe he tried to compare no crackbacks to the 900 rules against the D. Wow. Madness.
There are no 900 rules against the D.
I mean, there's a lot of different rules against the defense.
No, there's not.
You can't hit high. You can't hit low. You can't drag him down. Can't horse collar.
From the offensive side of the ball,
yeah,
you can only hit a defender when he's looking at you. Think about that.
But offense,
can't get tackled if the guy's looking at you.
Most of the time on offense, like the guys with the ball, they're not going to hit anybody. Like, it's like you got to stop the guy with the ball.
Yeah. True.
Wait, did I not start this off by explaining everything that I had to say about it? But I get Javon Holland is mad because that's just a way they can't tackle. But I also told you what the issue was with that tackle.
You can still
tackle somebody from behind, but do you have to do like cattle and take him and pull him back? That's the part. Like, I don't know what everybody has a problem with. And keep in mind, I didn't play under those conditions. I didn't have a problem with any tackle that I got. I didn't have a problem when I got hurt when I got tackled. Them's the breaks. Okay? But I look forward to guess what? Oh, I remember this guy almost knocked my teeth out. Oh, he's running around. I got a chance to peel back and get one. Right? You took that away. So I get why everybody, but why don't you try, instead of being Leroy No Fun League and Leroy doesn't like fun and the defense can't tackle and 900 rules for the offense, why didn't you try to listen to what I was saying and the part of the rule that actually should be in place? Okay? Because if you're going to take out the horse collar, and that means jumping and diving and pulling the guy back, right? The same injuries are occurring when you grab his shoulders and pull him back like that. The same, in theory, it's the same tackle.
Of course you'd say that.
Yeah, Mr. Offense over here.
There's a guy who's never been tackled in his life.
Running backs.
All right.
Yep.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go again.
While these guys are counting their change.
By the way, you best believe if that happened to Waddle or Tyreek, you guys will flip the blank.
It did happen. Okay.
The Tennessee game.
He got really hurt.
Robbed us.
So again, why would you have a problem with it?
It's kind of like the old thing is like, can you take the football out of football? You know what I mean?
It's
getting soft.
You know?
All right. It's getting soft.
You gotta have to know that things are gonna happen. What are you supposed to do?
Okay.
Do I want to live in a league where Jalen Phillips breathes on a quarterback and then all of a sudden, roof of the passer. Yeah.
I'd like less of that.
You
Is
know?
That possible? You can have the hip drop if I can get a little bit more.
What are you supposed to be? I mean, like, Javon Holland, all he's trying to say is, I'm not a matador, dude. What do you want me out here with a red cape and let him go by? Hole.
Gotta be a technician.
No. How are you supposed to rein the bull down if you can't put a sword between his shoulders? You know what I mean?
Is that an expression?
That
or
minus, I'm not really minus sure one. What that was absolutely terrible. Hurry up.
Minus one.
That was terrible.
Was that an expression?
Dude, South says Leroy's pads, when he got tackled, it was a Clydesdale collar.
Oh, okay.
Big horse. Yeah,
all right. You guys act like I was the only one wearing pads like that.
Dude, no, those no, your
go,
pads.
Go pull up, wait. Go pull up 90s football. All yeah. running backs.
We have done this 100 times, and you have an inordinate big shoulder pad. Even Bernie Kosar said so.
It was you, Mike Allstott, and I can't even think
of it. Oh, Mike Allstott, that was a collar. that guy had a collar.
That was crazy.
But yeah, so it's not, first of all, it's not as bad as you think, right? But it's an extension of the horse collar. That's all this is.
J.J. Watt says just put flags on him already.
Really?
Wow.
That's what he says.
All right. All right.
A man who loved.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We'll get a little damages done coming up later on this hour. Hey, I want to let you guys know we have another pair of Heat Knicks tickets to give away for April 2nd at the Kaseya Center. Just keep listening. We will give away that pair of tickets sometime today. Yeah, nope. Margos, if they sound like this,
yeah,
you hang up on them.
I will. You hear that, Richie?
Yeah. Richie's probably already got his tickets. See, he wants to see his Knicks get their ass kicked in person.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely what he's hoping for. Him and Ben Stiller.
Hey, can I just say this? Marcos?
Yes, sir.
After some time thinking about this.
Yes.
And I heard a couple of people talking about it. The different scenarios where this could be a plus.
Uh-oh.
I'm not against Odell Beckham anymore.
Ooh. But at the right price point, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, what do you think of the $7 million offer I had? Do you still think that's as crazy as your initial?
Yeah, that's a little bit much.
Okay. That's fine. We'll settle on the number. We'll figure out the number. But tell you, man.
Because.
So I convinced you is what you're saying.
You had nothing to do with it.
What do you mean? I texted you when you guys were talking about it.
No, that does not. What are you kidding me? I texted you when you guys were talking about it.
You're telling me that.
Wait. Hold on. I got this. I barely listen to you when you're looking at me talking on the show. I'm going to then listen to a text?
Oh, okay, dude.
The hell out of here. No. I heard some people talking about it.
Oh, you heard people?
People.
And here's the scenario that was presented to me that made me raise my eyebrows. Mm. Each of the last 2 years, you've had either a Jalen Waddle or a Tyreek Hill banged up. And those other guys who came in were not as reliable.
This is unbelievable. This is literally what I texted him. Literally what
no
I
way
to it's know. Literally what I texted no, you no, you're it's literally what I texted you. You are a rat bastard. That is literally what I texted you last week. The whole reason I wanted it was to change the team's diet, and you want to ignore it.
That's
you,
what that meant.
That's what that meant, dude.
How are we supposed to interpret
no, no, no.
that
no,
this
no,
is
no,
what
no,
I texted
no,
I'm gonna tell you word for word what I texted.
Let me read it.
Yeah,
let me read it.
Making things up, dude.
Right. No, hold on. Hold on.
Also, piggybacking.
No, no, go ahead and read it, and then I want you to apologize after you get boxed in, because that was my exact point for the whole reason I wanted OBJ.
Good. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, no.
I have the text right here in front of me. Okay. Do you want me to have it?
No, I do not.
Are you sure? Because I got him right
can't
here.
Can't trust what he reads.
Trust you him. Can't read the text.
Can't trust what he reads.
You cannot read the text because you...
lie.
No. Well, I just got the $500 tank top. All right.
Okay.
No, just let me know when you get there.
Just a scrolling thing, you know.
All right. Just got through. Do they take layaway?
Do they? I mean, do they take layaway?
Right.
I'm already.
No, I don't have the text.
Okay.
I got. I got a picture with you with the scariest Easter Bunny ever.
It's still above that. It's right above the picture of Snitchy Mouse at the OG one that you sent us.
Here we go. Right. Now.
Thursday.
No.
Okay.
No. You are not presenting this.
Okay, dude. All right.
So me and Marcos had a conversation.
Yes.
And then I explained the conversation of, you know, me like thinking it out and him saying, you know what? I've changed my mind, which is what a grown person would do.
That's not what you said, though.
No, I said, Marcos, I think I see, you know.
No, that's not what you said when I texted this.
No. That was then. I'm talking about now. I brought it up.
Okay, why don't you just read. Okay, when you said it was.
No.
Here's what I'm upset about. Here's what I'm upset about. But before you read my text, what I'm upset about is you just said, you know, I heard some people say, and because, you know, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek get a little bit banged up, I've rethought. No, so read what I said and tell me I didn't say the same thing.
Marcos, hold on. Yes. Hold on. Marcos, now, did you hear what I said?
Yep.
I said, right, I changed my mind because Tyreek and Jalen Waddle are always banged up, and you have a guy that can come in that the offense won't go into the tank. That's what I said. So I'm like, I've changed my mind on Odell Beckham. That's correct. Yeah. I brought it up. Nobody convinced. I brought it up to you. Here's what his text says.
Yeah.
Gina's diet is going to have to change. Having to save him for December in playoffs. Jimmy Butler playing. Boom. That is not the same.
The same thing. How is that different?
No way.
How is that different?
Nope. Not the same thing. You didn't even mention Jalen Waddle.
How is that different?
No. Because you're saying that you want to lessen his load. I'm saying that one of these two guys are always banged up or hurt. So now you have a guy
different. Nope. Dude, you are different. A jokester right now.
Nope, it's different.
That is the same semantic samurai katana out. Shing. Huang. Huang. Same thing, dude.
That is not the same.
Okay. That's not the same? So we're making such different points. Your point is, you know, if they are out, then we have a backup plan. My plan is, give him a little bit less of a burden so he's healthy at the same time. It's the same
thing,
dude. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right.
I love the way. Wait.
I love the fact that I had that point a week ago, and now you want to hop on my bandwagon.
Well, you're kind of hopping on my point, too. I just want you to know that. You know, it was really my
point. That's why me and Marcos were having the conversation.
That's what I'm saying, dude. This is more of an A and B thing.
He called you stupid.
You know what? Sometimes you say mean things in the heat of battle, and you forgive and move on.
I can't stand the fact.
Wait.
You know what?
Listen. I could have kept my mouth shut and not said anything.
Absolutely.
But for the purposes of being a damn adult, I brought it to Marcus' attention.
Very mature of you,
Leroy. After him, so I brought it up to him say, hey, I heard some things. I changed my mind on it.
I respect it, Leroy.
And
thank
you brought up
you.
For the right fact. It's not the same.
It's the same thing, dude. It's
thank
the
no,
same
it's
thing.
Not. You're trying
it's the
to
same
save
thing.
Him so he won't get hurt. I'm saying that either him or Waddle will miss a couple of games, and now you have a backup plan that can work.
Okay, it's the same, though. We're talking about the same thing.
Not.
You want to act like you stumbled upon some you know, great point that's... Let me ask you something.
How many years we've been doing this?
Let me ask you something.
How many times have you said samesies, and we actually said nothing?
Okay. Right. Let me ask you something. Okay. Who did you hear? Whose point did you hear that you agreed with this point all of a sudden? Who was it? Who?
He's upset.
As I was in my car this morning,
and
yesterday... I heard Joe Rose.
Oh, come on!
Joe says it!
And okay, so Joe says the same thing that I said, all of a sudden you're like, Joe makes a good point. Oh, I get it. Because why? Because you guys had hands in the dirt? So old Tolbs can't say because I didn't play football?
Because here's what you said.
That hurts.
That Cheetah's diet is going to change?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the injury aspect of it. You're talking about the amount of plays he plays.
We're quibbling. I mean, it's the same thing.
No.
It's the same thing. You're essentially saying backup plan. I'm saying have the backup plan so your main plan is ready for when it matters. It's the same thing.
You can't. So let me ask you a question, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Because you know these things, and I don't. You think that a person is less inclined to be banged up if he just simply plays less plays?
Yeah. Save him, baby. Okay, dude. You know what? You want to know something? I just want to tell you personally, you hurt my feelings. And
what?
Second of all, you hurt my feelings. No,
it's
okay.
I want to tell you,
it's okay.
Stop lying to yourself.
Okay. No. I'm not lying to myself. I'm not lying to myself. You want to listen to Joe Rose and his opinions? You go right ahead. Now, they're my opinions, but that's okay.
Wait, Marcos.
Not even close to the same thing.
Right.
Okay. You didn't even mention Jaylen Waddle.
Because Jaylen Waddle's going to stay healthy on his own. He's a child.
You're talking about Cheetah eating chicken.
He's outboard at Cheetah.
I know. That's on him.
What does this guy know? Never had his hand in the dirt. Am I right, Leroy?
Ridiculous.
No.
Sometimes when you're there with the defenders, count and change.
You had all four of your hands on the lily pad and in the mud.
Okay, there's no need.
Dade South says it right. Leroy is a hand in the dirt floozy. You want to know something? The last time this happened, I want to tell you something right now. Just because it's fine. I get it. You don't respect my football opinions, and that's fine.
That's not true.
That's fine.
You didn't say the same thing.
No, we said the same thing. But it's fine. I just want to remember the last time this happened was Read the Toes. And who would agree with me? Maybe the greatest returner of all time. You know, sometimes I know a thing or two about a thing or two.
Huh.
You know what? Do you realize every time I talk to him, he ends a call with, I'm going to just read those toes and get out of here. Right?
Okay.
Do you not understand that he knew that this would torture me? So I say, all right, man, I'll talk to you later. Yeah, I'm going to go read those toes. Right? Like, that's his sign off now.
Sounds kind of
kinky. To mess with me. And you have taken this. And tried to bury me with it. And I know my friend somewhere is laughing because he knows damn well.
Appropriately, the damage is done, my friend, is next.
The damage is done, my friend.
Gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Taking you up until 2 here on the program. Backstabbing Leroy Horde and I back together as...
Sensitive.
Wow.
I'm not sensitive.
Super
this
sensitive.
This is ridiculous. Oh, you know, Marcos, I heard a point. Oh, the point that I texted you guys last week?
No, that is not the point you texted, you knucklehead.
Okay, dude. All right.
It's not even close.
Cheetah's diet.
He's going to listen.
Anyway.
Supposed to read
all right, I'll just, you know what? I'll go find some dirt to put my hand in. Maybe he'll listen to me.
Okay. Before we get into some damage is done.
Yes.
Let me tell you a little bit about this amazing golf tournament.
Tell us, man.
Oh, yeah.
Golf's boldest league is coming back to Miami from Friday, April 5th through Sunday, April 7th. That's next weekend, the weekend after Christmas, and now's your chance to be there. Catch Live Golf at Doral's Blue Monster and see John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson take on one of the world's most fearsome golf courses with live DJs and a euphoric headline concert. Akon and Young Jeezy.
Wow.
Tickets are selling fast, so grab yours now at livegolf.com. That's livgolf.com.
There
Not
you go.
Young Jeezy, but just Akon.
Looking forward
to... I was out there. Dude, they're building, like, it's amazing. I can't even explain it. I was shocked at the amount of structures going up. Pretty impressive.
When Brooks Koepka's there and we're doing the broadcast, can I go, Ekblad!
Please.
Or Traffic Cone.
Traffic Cone! Guy loves the Panthers, Brooks Koepka.
He'll probably go, turn it upside down and fill it with money. That's me!
All right. I'll get to my damages done. Yesterday, Shohei Ohtani and his new interpreter stepped...
He's got a new interpreter?
New interpreter, yeah. New interpreter. He stepped to the press conference stage. So
did he read it or did the translator translate as he read it in his native language?
Translator, dude.
Okay. Now, I'm just curious because, like, if you're the Dodgers or you're Major League Baseball, regardless of Shohei says, you tell a translator, you read off your paper.
No, he had notes. No, he had notes,
you
dude.
You see what I'm saying?
No, he had notes, dude.
Wait, so how are we supposed to know if that's exactly what Shohei said?
Well, I guess you would have to be Japanese. Or we could, you know, we should have had there to ask questions?
Who?
The Crow.
The Crow. Call me, homie.
Crow that's played in Japan. That's not what he said. That's not what he said, homie. You know you bet. Here is a little bit of the press conference yesterday.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Up until a couple of days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
I mean, first of all, look, if that did happen, and I want to believe Shohei, you know, because he's awesome. You know, I don't want to believe that the best baseball player on the planet right now is, you know,
a human being.
There's no great there's no great conclusion here. It's like either he bet on sports or bet on baseball and bet very big money, or his friend stole from him, which neither is a great situation to be in, you know, to have a close friend steal from you, or the fact that you were maybe doing something that wasn't on the up and up.
But here's the deal.
I got to tell you, there's just it really had to do with the idea that the deets coming out and then the cover up. And now we're at this point where, oh, I knew nothing. Because there was at one point where people said, no. Shohei covered this guy's debts. He was trying to be a good friend. And now he knows nothing about it. And obviously it's tough because we don't know a lot about Shohei Ohtani personally. So, and my point of all this is the damage is kind of done, Shohei. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I kind of feel like, at best, I feel like something shady happened here. And I think that he knew about something.
Here's the problem, though. We are hearing these stories, but this is the first we've heard from Shohei. Because keep in mind, before now, the translator was talking. You see what I'm saying?
He was talking for him.
Okay. Like,
what do you think? So let me just get, I just want to be clear here. You think that Shohei and Masahara were sitting there and he thinks that the guy's ordering DoorDash and in fact he's, you know, putting, you know, 500 large on the Lakers?
I don't know what the story is, okay? But I do know this, that Like, just hearing him talk, I don't care whatever language. Like, he almost seems, like, shocked that he's in this situation. You know what I mean? Because him getting in trouble with this has far more issues than than just the Major League Baseball. You do realize that that's a federal crime.
Yes, but that was that's why I think that's why I think something's amiss, because I feel like with this IRS thing, I told you, like, I think California was pissed about the whole deferring money thing. That's why I think there's something going on here.
But baseball teams have been doing that forever.
Not like this.
What? I mean, who cares how much they've been doing it forever? They paying at the time, paying Bobby Bonilla $1 million for the next 15 years.
Okay, but don't act like this is something that isn't discussed all the time. We talk about players that want to play in Miami because we don't have state tax down here. California is a very punitive state when it comes to taxes. When a $700 million contract is trying to get deferred to the end of a guy's career, that's going to get noticed by the government.
Right, but it's still, the contract is the contract.
I know, Leroy, but it's not some, that type of money
doesn't happen.
And that's gonna, whether you think it's right or whether you think
baseball,
but I understand, but whether you think it's right or whether you think it's wrong, a state like that, that probably thinks, well, that, you know, plays a lot on the wealth of a lot of their residents, movie stars, athletes, whomever, when they notice $700 million, that's we're not getting a cut of that, and now all of a sudden the gambling story flares up, makes you wonder.
Right. Well, listen, me personally, I don't necessarily know that anybody wants to get rid of all that money.
Well, here's the thing. This Mizuhara, he better be like that Barry Bonds friend. Remember that Barry Bonds friend who stood in jail? Didn't say a
peep.
We
still don't know his name?
Was it Anderson?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard from him.
Right.
So if we never hear from Mizuhara again, that raises even more.
Why?
Oh, because that means that Shohei took care of him. He goes, listen, hey, fall guy. He goes, listen, Mizuhara, you know what to do.
Fall guy. Is it possible? I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not saying he did or didn't. That he was doing something, but did not know, because he's not from here, that it was illegal.
Oh, no, I think that was one of the explanations from Mizuhara, was he thought this was the same as DraftKings. He thought samesies.
Right. Okay.
But.
I got you. Yeah.
But, you know, $4 million, you know, I don't know who has.
Right.
Unless you're Drake, who has that in their DraftKings account? What's your damages then?
All right. So I'm going to use myself for this, because this whole situation, this is why I was going to bring it up, is that I belittled, I yelled at, I called fraudulent, I called Marcos El Tobino.
Mm-hmm.
I went after him over spending $7 million for...
It was hurtful.
OBJ. Right? And today, I thought I would come in because I realized the error of my ways and realized that this could actually be a beneficial situation. So I came in and I apologized. Right?
Like an adult.
Right? Like an adult. But your ass came in over the top, so that my true apology to Marcos and how I changed.
Good. I'm glad you froze.
I'm glad
his internet.
No, he's back. He's back.
Got lost.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Because of you. That means that all the things that I said, the damage is done. I don't know if I can take them back, but
the damage is done, my friend.
Marcos to know that I was wrong in going after him, because I can now see the benefits of having one OBJ on the team.
Whatever, dude.
I came to him like an adult, a man who realized he was wrong,
and then you
ruined it by coming in over the top doing your Tobin thing.
It's not over the top. Absolutely, I have receipts. My receipts say...
That's not the same!
Okay. Absolutely ruined it, dude.
It is... very much the same.
So I don't know if it's my damage is done or your damage is done because you basically ruined my apology.
I didn't ruin your apology. No, your apology should be to me. Not Frogsy. That's you ruining the apology. That's literally you doing
not
it right
this,
now.
Not this. Always got to be about Tobin.
Not this
it's
yes man.
Leroy. It's not Leroy
gotta
and Tobin.
Be about
it's Tobin and Leroy.
Dude's nothing but a mouthpiece anyway.
Oh, look at him again. He's lashing out, dude.
Lashing out.
Lashing out, man.
His feelings got hurt because he thought words that he said.
You basically just took my entire point. You're like, oh, Joe said it sounds good.
No, wait. Guy, no, I didn't.
You did.
Wait, you put him on a Jimmy Butler plan.
Yes. Everybody knows what that is.
That's not the same.
Okay, dude. No one even knows what you're saying when you say that, okay. Dude.
No, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Go put your hand in some dirt.
Can the Jimmy Butler plan be starting to win more games, please?
That's fair.
Okay. Thank you.
The damage is done, my friend.
Yeah, the damage is done on the Jimmy Butler plan.
I mean, the Jimmy Butler plan's been pretty good. I mean, it's worked out pretty good overall through his career.
Okay, but every year's a new year, dude.
Every year is a new year. And that's exactly why I want to go to the Jimmy Butler plan for Tyreek Hill.
Did you not tell me the Jimmy Butler plan was going to kick in after the new year? With 40 games left. Did you not tell me the Jimmy Butler
injuries that flared up, baby? We had some other injuries that flared up. We lost Kevin Love. We lost Duncan Robinson to some sore back. Jaime Jaquez hit the wall. You know, so other things flared up. You want to be a jerk about it? That's fine. Up.
I'm not being a jerk about it.
You're being a jerk about it.
No, I'm not.
Where's J-Fig?
Guy's a baby, dude.
Yeah,
where is J-Fig?
Hey, it's not noon.
It's not noon.
Hey,
she knows when damage is.
Yeah, it's on the rundown.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah,
you are now turning into AB.
Adrian Broner?
No,
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. You would like you next. All you got to do is take your shirt off and walk off the court.
No, this is ridiculous, dude. I don't understand. You want to know? Here's what happened. I know the timeline of what happened. You bowed out of the Kyle Lowry bet like a coward.
Whoa!
And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm never gonna let Tobes get one over on me again because I ended up not having to throw at the dartboard of doom because you were scared of iguanas. And so I make the exact same point as Joe Rose, basically. And you agree with Joe Rose, but you won't agree with me.
Wait. It's the one word. This is the one word that tries to save you from being 100% wrong. And that is basically. We basically said the same thing. No, you didn't.
What do you got, Frog Boy?
Leroy, let me just go ahead and say I appreciate your apology, guy tries to overtake it anymore. I know we're up against it real quickly. Not sure if you guys saw it. Footage has been released. Vince Young got into a squabble.
Oh.
Last month with a video obtained by TMZ. As you can
see. Who's Vince Young? Oh, the white hat?
Yes, indeed. The man.
He's the guy bigger than everybody else.
Yes, absolutely. Until he isn't, as he gets knocked out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, indeed, my friend. The one. Oh, he snuffed. Yeah, bit of a snuff, if you ask me. Bit of a snuff there. As we go back here, you can follow us on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. I apologize to the radio.
So he's in the white hat. And the guy, I didn't see the hit though.
Yeah, they kind of flash it out to make sure you know it's not too bad. But you can just use your imagination.
Well, no, I mean, like, why would they stop the camera there? I want to know what happened.
Okay, I mean, the fist connected to the face, and Vince Young is down.
I mean, that could be wrestling for all I know. He goes, Vince, go down.
Yeah, indeed. That's exactly what happened here. This bar fight, but essentially, Vince Young. Former Heisman Trophy athlete, not above getting knocked out by a sucker punch.
Man, that guy must have been a big Jeff Fisher fan.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody could get knocked out, dude. We watch way too much fights. Like, yeah.
Well, you missed yesterday. We were talking about the guy who got disqualified last Saturday for biting.
I saw that.
You crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. But, hey, $50,000 richer now.
All right, we'll take a break. Back more for this.
The damage is done, my friend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.